You know this story. In the 15th year of the reign of Caesar Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, in those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt about his waist, and his food was akris, locusts, and wild honey. The people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And you live in a small village here in the wilderness of Judea, close by the river Jordan. Nothing ever happens here. Life is plain. But at the moment, everyone in the village is excited that one of these roving Jewish baptizers is down by the river preaching his gospel of repentance for the forgiveness of sins and baptizing everyone who comes forward for this custom of washing sins away. The baptizer is Yohanan ben Zechariah. Yohanan ben Zechariah. John, son of a priest in the Jerusalem temple. You know that if you've read the story from Luke 1. Yohanan has a reputation. Worse than other wandering baptizers, he is hot-tempered, he is crude, he is profane. If you get up close, he's terrifying. Some people see him as entertainment. Some call him a clown. Some call him Messiah. But he takes himself dead serious, puts on a frightening show, suffers no fools, and always draws a crowd. There's anticipation in the air. The atmosphere in your village is electric. It's a hot day, but it's a short stroll down to the Jordan, less than an hour, and it'll be a bit cooler by the river. And so you and your neighbors pack a picnic. Those who can afford it take a coin for the offering. And everyone brings an extra grasshopper because even eccentric baptizers have to eat. And so quickly finishing up morning chores before noon, the entire village sets out for adventure and excitement to see this preacher that someone called the wild man of the desert and witness his raging. It's a pleasant walk. And when you arrive, a crowd is already gathered. They're from other towns, some even all the way from Jerusalem. And the preaching is already underway. And Yohanan ben Zechariah does not disappoint, ranting and raving, shouting hellfire and damnation, calling down the wrath of God upon sinners, damning everyone, and especially the Jewish elite. He screams and threatens, occasionally even slipping into the unknown tongues of glossolalia. Ha gagalilala olelululalala, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say of yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able to raise up from these stones children of Abraham. The axe is laid at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And he will clear out his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But you chaff, he will burn with unquenchable fire. Terrifying. It's a great show. There's good attendance. People are delighted, enchanted. mesmerized. Many are frozen with fear. Religious fervor burns through the town, through the crowd. And many who go forward to be baptized, and there are a lot of them, many come out of the river, falling to the ground, rolling around, slain in the spirit. The day goes on and on. Yohanan, the preacher, shows no sign of slowing. Late afternoon, daylight slips toward evening, the crowd thins. You and your friends and neighbors finish the last bits from your picnic baskets, pack up, and head for home. As you walk slowly along towards your village, there's chatter about the day. It was exciting, wasn't it? You're so glad you came, and everybody is glad they came. But more than entertainment, the preaching left you uneasy and pondering. Who is this mighty one that John says is yet to come, who will burn with unquenchable fire? And what about you, me? What about me? How will I know him? How will he know me? Will he know me? And if he knows me, is that good news or bad? Will I be wheat or chaff? What if he comes before I'm ready and I'm chaff? How do I get ready? How do I prepare? What must I do to appease him? You're not chaff, and it's so easy. And no monster come to incinerate you for your sins. He's a loving Savior who will show you what God is like and call and invite you to follow him in the way back to your godly image. If you believe in him and commit to him in faith, his asking, his expectation, his hopes of you are so clear. The baptismal covenant is in the Book of Common Prayer at page 292. You are invited and welcome. If you wish to reclaim your baptism and renew your commitment to Jesus this morning, the baptismal bowl of holy water has been moved up front center where you may, if you wish, touch it on your way to or from the altar of the Blessed Sacrament. It contains holy water from the River Jordan that some of you brought me from the Holy Land this past summer. Or even if today you're committing to Jesus for the first time, will you come? Will you come? I invite you. You're welcome. In the name of Jesus, come. Please stand. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
Will you proclaim by word and example the news of God in Jesus Christ?
I will.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and bestowed upon us the Sunday morning.